Presley with Martin Besser. Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Besser.
Our guest on the show this morning is 31-year-old Shanae Kutsia. Shanae, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre, almal.
Dankie dat jy ingekom het.
Baie dankie dat julle my het.
And also thanks for writing to us. Irene Combrink told us all about Shanae. I always say that's the first angel, the person who tells us about someone else, and writes to angels@jacarandafm.com. Tell us your life story.
Oh gosh, do we have enough time? I'll keep it, I'll kind of summarize what's been happening. So last year was a bit of a difficult year, 2023. I lost my father in June. Yeah. And in November, I was diagnosed with a very rare form of lung cancer at the age of 31, which obviously came at a big surprise to all of us. And yeah, started on chemo, which didn't work, unfortunately. And they also found out that my cancer has a very rare genetic mutation called the ROS1 mutation. So it got all the more complicated from there, and yeah, things just started piling up, medical bills.
That's a whole lot in one year.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
I actually thought when I was getting sick that I was actually just grieving still, and I didn't know what was going on because I thought it was just from, you know, losing my father. So I didn't even really think about my health at that point and how I was struggling, and then put two and two together.
First of all, our sincere condolences.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You know, for the loss of your father. When you say it's a rare cancer, I believe you're only one of, like, the third person?
That's correct. That my doctors know of in South Africa.
Yeah.
That has been diagnosed with this cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. What did they tell you? What was the way forward?
It's really trial and error at this point. It's, you know, we try a bunch of different things. At the moment, I'm on a targeted treatment for my mutation. But there has been some setbacks. I was hospitalized last month again for a couple of weeks. And I had to go and get radiation. And, you know, there was some bleeding and things, so we had to get that sorted out. And yeah, the medication is expensive, the medical bills are expensive. I've recently also lost my job.
What did you do?
I was an operations manager before this, but obviously, like, I can't really return to my normal life anymore. So some things have definitely changed in the process.
It's a whole lot of change. It's a whole lot of disruption, for sure. What kind of field did you work? What is your preferred field of
e-commerce? So I worked in e-commerce. Yeah.
But e-commerce, is that the kind of thing you could do from home?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay.
It is mostly remote working, but
okay. So what I'm asking is, if I'm sorry that you lost your job.
Thank you.
Jeez, yeah.
It's rough.
Wow. So, listen, okay.
What are you?
But okay, so but the reason I'm asking is, if there is someone listening this morning who could give you an opportunity to keep doing what you're doing, but from home, would that work?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
E-commerce.
And with the understanding that treatment has to happen and
right. Availability
might be a thing, obviously.
Sometimes it's mostly at this point I'm functioning semi-normally. Unless I have a setback, in which case then I have to be hospitalized. But aside from that, with the targeted treatment, it's nice because it's literally two tablets a day that you take.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a pretty normal.
So you can make it work?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm definitely looking for some remote work if there's someone out there.
Listen, remote
for someone with half a lung.
Yeah.
Shanae, remote work is a thing.
Yes.
We know this since COVID times.
Yeah.
It is entirely possible.
Absolutely.
The world has changed.
Yeah.
So much so that there could be someone listening this morning who could offer you remote work in the line of e-commerce.
Yeah. Okay. Anything similar to that would be great.
Tell me about, so there's also a fundraising event.
Yes.
That has been organized. Who organized this?
Some of my friends came together from our community, some old friends actually. they surprised me with this initiative. They just approached us and said, you know, like, we know things are very hard at the moment, and we want to try and help out. And they arranged an event for me, which will be like a fundraising event and like a family fun day.
Those are great friends.
Yeah, I've been very, very blessed and fortunate with the people in my life, I'll be honest with you.
Can I put some details out about this event?
Yes, please.
Also, if you're listening this morning, you want to attend, it's the 24th of August. And it's happening at the... Where's this?
It's Causa Sports Club in Krugersdorp.
Causa Sports Club in Krugersdorp.
Yes.
Okay, and there will be live music, a market, kids' entertainment, fun for the whole family. It's a fundraiser for Shanae.
Yeah.
Good job, friends.
Yeah, that's awesome. And all proceeds that we make at the door or with ticket sales will go directly to my treatment.
You have been through so much, and yet you have this air of positivity.
Thank you. Your spirit is just...
And hope. Am I right?
No, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Your energy is just...
I know.
It's... You're just light.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And lovely and smiley and...
You are.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
What keeps you going?
Well, I guess...
What gives you this positivity and this hope?
I think in this situation, and I think a lot of cancer fighters and cancer survivors will tell you that sometimes you feel like you can't really afford to get stuck in a negative space. You can have a bad day, but you, like I always say, like, you can't stay there. Because it's so easy to get stuck in that space when you're in this situation. And you just have to kind of keep going. And obviously, like, the people in my life that reach out, that help me, that support me, like you guys as well, it's made a significant difference in my life. And it has definitely given me hope. There are always people willing to help, no matter what the how grave the situation.
We know you lost your dad. The rest of your family, how are they doing?
Yeah, so it's been difficult on them, I think, especially my mother. I am her only child with my father, so I think that was like the last piece that she had of him.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're thinking of her as well, but mostly here to... So firstly, I want to say, here's our number, 084-850-0942. That's our WhatsApp line. Because there might be someone listening. E-commerce is everywhere.
Thank you. Yeah. Everyone uses it. It's
the future.
Yeah, thank you. It's available everywhere.
I'm so stupid when it comes to this kind of stuff, Shanae. So you're going to have to dumb it down for me. What kind of are there a lot of companies that could be listening this morning that could offer you a job in e-commerce?
Oh, most likely.
What does it mean in practice?
It's just selling stuff online via websites.
And that's ever growing.
I mean, I'm simplifying it a lot now.
So you can help a company with their online sales.
Yeah, with managing their website, their listings, admin. I also do, you know, creative writing, content creation.
But that's every company.
Yeah, thank you. If you're not doing that, what are you doing?
Right?
Yeah.
So 084-850-0942. Then I would like to offer you 50,000 rand from Good Morning Angels.
Oh.
From our Good Morning Angels fund. Towards your medical treatments and other needs. Okay. To get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
To get the ball rolling.
Thanks, guys.
And then you never know who's listening this morning. I, in my heart, hope someone's listening who can give you, even if it's a part-time remote job in e-commerce, online sales and management of the kind.
Yeah.
You don't always have to be strong, even though we said you've got this light of positivity and endurance. That I can tell. That's why you're here this morning. There's so much love around you.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Definitely.
You carried it into the studio.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So, 24th of August, Corsa Club, K-H-O-S-A. I'm not doing Corsa badly. Corsa Club in Krugersdorp. There's that event organized by Shanae's friends. I want to invite everybody out of Gauteng and surrounds to come and support that event. And yeah, you never know who could be listening. Shanae, good to see you. Thank you for coming in. Alles van die beste. Sterkte vir jou.
Thank you guys so much.
Sterkte
thank you.
En liefde. and just, yeah, keep going. And I believe good things are going to happen this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Good job, Shanae. Good job.
You're with your Martin family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Wednesdays, we do something called Good Morning Angels. Write to us, angels@jacarandafm.com, and let's get the ball rolling from there and get the wheel turning and see what we can do, at least. In the studio this morning is our special guest, Shanae Kutsia, out of the West Rand. And she has been dealt a lot of really tough news all in one year. Dad passed away, diagnosed with a very rare kind of cancer. Only third person in South Africa. With that comes a whole lot of disruption, obviously, and challenges.
Yeah.
Financially, also lost your job. How long did you work for this company?
I was there for 8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
And for me, the irony in all of this is you work in the one field that really can be remote work, if you think about it.
Yeah.
That's literally the point of e-commerce.
Absolutely.
It's online.
Yeah.
You can work from home.
Yeah.
You can work remotely. And I really want you to get a job again and to keep going. I think it's important as well mentally.
Yes,
just
definitely.
To keep going, right?
Yeah, to be able to get up for something.
Young. Yeah, to get up for, you know. How old are you now?
I'm 32 this year now.
Yeah. 32 years old. You have so much to offer. There's Kelly on the line. I just want to hear what Kelly has to say out of Johannesburg. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Where are you calling from, did you say?
So I am the CEO of Rare Diseases South Africa. Oh. We are a non-profit organization that works specifically to address all the issues Shanae is currently dealing with.
Wow. Wow. Jeez, there you go. Kelly, so you've dealt with this kind of thing before. People get dealt these diagnoses. They have to face these challenges. And in the process, they also lose jobs.
Correct, yes. So, it's the medical combination of trying to find treatment that's often very, very expensive and trying to get the necessary support from an environment that understands. So we essentially become the village for these patients.
Oh, okay.
So you can also
give her words of encouragement amongst other things this morning.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. So, but I think it was like absolute irony that I was listening this morning, because we've been looking for someone to join our team part-time, specifically on the website's e-commerce digital marketing front. And we just haven't seemed to find the right candidate, because it's such a personal journey, this work. And, you know, you've really got to be in it to understand what it is that we're trying to communicate to people that we speak to digitally. And that's always been the gap. So, Shanae, if you'd be interested in having a chat with us, I'm certainly hopeful that we could be able to provide you with some part-time opportunities.
Absolutely, yes. Kelly. Thank you so much.
We have the right candidate here in studio with us, Kelly.
Oh, man.
Stop the search. Shanae Kutsia, I told
you. That's amazing.
You never know who could be listening. Yeah.
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Things happen for a reason.
You'd never have to be worried about having to share the fact that you're having a bad day health-wise with us. We all get it, every one of us.
Wow.
Thank you, Kelly.
If there's a place for you to go and work
this
for...
This is, honestly, like watching a miracle in real life.
Yes. Wow.
You know, Kelly, thank you very much. I'm so happy that you happened to be listening this morning, Kelly. Really, honestly, you're going to make a massive change. You already are listening to the work that you're doing already. I mean, bless you for that. That is amazing.
Wow.
Thanks very much, Martin. Honestly, we're not always able to save everyone, but
of course,
the important thing is to have A, recognized their journey, and B, made it a little bit easier. Wow. And we do that 100% of the time.
Well, she's great. You're gonna love me.
You're gonna adore Shanae.
We don't want to let her go out of the studio. I love having her in the studio. Kelly, thank you very much, and love to everybody else at Rare Diseases SA, and all the best with your journey. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
And welcome to the team, Shanae.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
Oh, I just love this.
That's awesome.
You know what? Good Morning Angels. It's always about, and Kelly just said it there, you can't make all the difference to everybody all the time, but here and there you really, really can. Good going so far.
Wow, guys.
Let me just hear what this person has to say here as well.
It's Antique Smith from Event Synthesis. I would like to donate 2,000 Rand cash, but I am also an event coordinator, and I know her friends have put together this event for her, but I'd like to offer my services in terms of trying to get more service providers and more sponsors and more assistance just to help them with this event at no cost.
This event is now also getting bigger.
Yeah, things are happening.
This event is so exciting.
And thank you for your donation there. We really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Listen, thanks for bringing light and love.
So much. So much. Dit straal letterlik uit jou uit. En dis ongelooflik om deel van dit te wees.
Guys.
Good to meet you. And thank something you so tells much. Me that you'll hear from us again.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I heard so.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going, Shana.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.